How will the gerrymandering wars of 2025 end? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. In 2019, John Roberts' Supreme Court in the Rusho case instructed state legislatures that the federal courts would do nothing to curb even the most outrageous partisan gerrymanders. In other words, states could draw congressional maps to achieve their predetermined result. As you know, in Republican-controlled Texas, all that was needed to draw a new map with five more Republican seats was a quorum in the House. Other Republican-controlled states with the potential for quickly enacting more gerrymandered maps include Florida, Ohio, Missouri, Indiana, and North Carolina. New York and California are Democratic, but they are two of what's called commission states. That is, they have a neutral commission that draws the lines. And a vote or a state constitutional amendment is required in order to bypass the commission. In New York, this can't happen until 2028. And in other Democratic-controlled states without commissions, further gerrymandering is not possible. A very few seats will determine which party controls the House. So here's the question. The gerrymandering wars of 2025 are likely to end with A, the Roberts courts issuing a new decision saying, God, we're sorry for the Rusho decision, B, a bigger advantage for Republicans, C, an advantage for Democrats, or D, a huge defeat for democracy. The Civil Liberties Minute is brought to you by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.